Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Voodoo Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone has enjoyed their week and is enjoying their weekend. I hope you are all blessed and stay blessed. Okay. Now, I always say thank you to all of my listeners, all of my followers. Thank you so much. And to the snoopers, I will send you a photo of me bent over. Kiss, kiss. Okay. All right. Let's go into our show. Real talk. Friends. A true friend, is sometimes never fail. But once you find one, be loyal to them. You will know that that's a true friend when you first get started. Some people have been hurt so badly by others that they don't know a true friend when they start out. It takes a little time. If you're getting backstabbed every time you turn around, I can understand you're not seeing that you have a true friend there. You don't have to be a psychic or a reader, anything, to see that is a true friend. True friends stick by each other. True friends do not fraternize with your enemy. That's what I'm trying to get out. I have a friend. What would I look like? Speaking to the enemy, hanging around with the enemy. Why would I do that? That's hurtful. And it brings revenge because that friend that you betrayed is going to strike out at you one way or the other. You more than likely told them a lot of things. Friends share. Friends share everything in their lives. And it's good when you have a friend like that, that you can talk to any time of the day or the night. There are such cases where friends have turned against each other. And they come to people like me. But, you know, it's not just for regular revenge. You know, shut their mouth for just make them have bad luck. No, people want death now. They want bad things to happen. Make sure that you are true to your friend. Honest. Honesty will take you a long... Now, that's part of my real talk for the day. I don't know why it's friends, but I'm sensing a friendship in jeopardy here. Because of dishonesty and fraternizing with the enemy. Borrowing money. Now, this is a problem. If you lend somebody money, that is supposed to be between you and that person. It must be close to you because you did it. But you don't discuss it with everybody in town. And if you have borrowed money and you cannot pay it all back at one time, you talk to that person instead of everybody else. Trying to make that person look bad, they were the ones that helped you, got you out of the heat. And as for other people, that go to loan sharks. Now, friends versus loan sharks. The loan sharks are not going to have pity on you, but that friend will. I'm still advising people to stay away from the loan sharks if they can, because they're going to get their money any way possible. Anyway, now that that's been said, I'm riding on Essence Show, which makes me think about lavender. Now, this is very simple. Those of you that go out and you're in the world every day among people, yes, you want to be light. Well, there is something to do. I have mentioned lavender before. Lavender is used in love spells, and lavender is used to draw friends or to get half peace so that people will like you. Being unliked is something I'm about to go into, but you can put the lavender into your drawers, your dresser, everything with your clothes. Lavender is a beautiful scent. You can put it in a corner. I would prefer for you not to put it loose, but it's something where that scent will get all over your clothes. You will see all of the positive energy you will get from people by using lavender. Okay. Now, being unliked, you have done bogus things. Let's use Messy Marvin. And let's think of a state, Lord have mercy. Please excuse me. Messy Marvin from South Carolina. There we go. You have done a very heinous thing. Let's say you killed somebody. Okay. And you're very unliked anyway because of your mouth and your drinking, smoking, and everything else. You need to watch your back. Now, this is a little bit of worker's woes, too. When you run across a messy Marvin and they feel like they want to mess you, you turn that loose. Or you do whatever you got to do because you have your own mind. If you destroy them, that would be good to their enemy. But to the Messy Marvins of the world, when you run into somebody that's going to help you out, and you have already seen results of this worker trying to help you out, stay honest, and you do what you're supposed to do. See, that's a rule. Always listen to what your workers say. Excuse what I'm about to say. Don't try to BS them. I don't say it. Don't try to bullshit them because they're in a position where they can really hurt you. Real talk and a kindly tip with them. Okay. Your worker has told you, Messy Marvin, that you're in danger. And you better believe it, because nobody likes you. Listening is the key when you're trying to get help. Because once one of us turn on you, then the rest of us do not want your case. Now, that's a known fact. You take it in a way that you want. I'm not picking at just one person. It's all people who feel that they can mess over others. Some of you that are talking to workers have been recommended by family or friends. Okay, they felt that you needed this help. They didn't have to give you that information. They gave it to you because they have a good heart, and they want to see you do well, and you do not try to lie on them. Okay? point out. That point is out. Don't. All right, another subject. Keeping your business to yourself. When you come to us, please do not tell everybody in the neighborhood. Please don't bring a whole band full of people. Because, and I want to tell you about right now, it's going to make you think. Two cars of people. Not supposed to be but one client. Prices vary between cases. So some are larger than others. Not all are alike. And I want to get that out to you. You cannot tell another person what a worker is going to charge you or how you're going to do your work. If we give you something to use, it's not the same thing. If we tell you to do something, it's not going to be the same thing. No two cases are alike. It may be the same subject, but I bet you it's handled in a different way. It could be in the beginning or at the end. Now let's talk about our Chesapeake cheesecakes because we have a lot of those running around. Wanting to be ministers, preachers, pastors, think that you are a super saver hoe. And I say that, but it's women preachers because I have heard many running after me and in the church. But still, you want to come forth in ministry, you need to come clean. And I do mean clean. You can't come forth like that. If you do, then the good maker is going to take care of you. How can you claim a man as your husband and you don't even know his name? Just because he look at you a certain way? And then you're showing breast and butt in the church to get his attention, patting him on the shoulders. He's going to think you're crazy. Ah, well. Okay, watching people. Please, this is a society to where if you look the wrong way, they're ready to hurt you. You have to stare people up and down every single day. I'm talking about neighbors. I'm talking about family. I'm just talking about everybody in general. I just stare people up and down, talking, whispering, pointing. And sometimes it becomes picking. But then you notice that your life isn't so good when you are not picking or doing none of these things because when you do that, you waste the time out of your life. Things are happening around you. You don't understand it. Well, your memory should take you back to the child not too far from you that you picked at. It should take you to a woman that's coming out to do things for her mother that you're talking about. It should take you back there when you start to sink down in that hole of revenge. And revenge could be many things. Revenge is like a belt that you're being beaten with. A razor strap that's heated up that you're being beat with. It's going to bring blisters. When you mess with people, you don't know who, you don't know who they really are, what they really are, what they do, nothing about them. But you continue to pick, prod, pick, and prod. And some of you have been doing it for years. And nothing has happened yet. But some things have happened to you. You know, if you have a business, this is an example. If you have a business, and this ties into this too, let's say that you run a funeral home. Why are you doing witchcraft, voodoo, and demonology to hurt people so that you have more business? I think I'm stepping on a toe. You don't do that. That's why things happen to you. Oh, your boyfriend might snap and want to kill you because he's already retarded. Huh? Might want to kill you. Might want to choke you to death. Hmm. You might think going to jail for tax evasion. Oh, let's talk now. People might find out that you're messing with your children in the wrong way. I'm not going to say. And there's a special place in hell for people that mess with children. You best believe it. I really feel tension when I bring that up. Okay. Let's go into another conjure tip. I'm going to leave that alone. I said chamomile. When you wash your hands in it, you can win that card game spot. Oh, sometimes lottery. I just say sometimes. But if you just put a pinch of ginger in the chamomile tea and a pinch of mace, which is the outer covering of the nutmeg, well, you mix that in and wash your hands. It makes it stronger. And there are several rituals for love, which I'm going to go into it because that seems to be everybody's biggest thing. They want love cases. If all people had to worry about was a man or a woman, they wouldn't have no worries at all because they're everywhere. Well, a come to me spell for a beginning relationship or a lover would be a red candle, come to me oil, frankincense, myrrh. I'm giving you the item, but I'm not giving you the way to do it, because if you do it wrong, it is a backfire. What if you draw someone that's been in prison? I'm talking about both men and women, somebody that's going to beat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you want to know more about that, please talk to your worker. That's what we're here for. Sorry about that. Okay. Come to me oil is not only used for love cases. It is used to bring an increase in your finances, an increase in your money. Yes, it is. Now, I'm not giving you the conjure tip for that because I gave you the conjure tip for love. But I am going to tell you this. When you are doing something, you know, for love or even money, Friday is the best day. Now, for money, Thursday or Friday. Thursday is for long-term finance. Friday is for fast money. Now, I don't think I've mentioned, yes, I've mentioned scabious. But this is going to bring some laughter. There is things to be done to tame an ill-tempered wife. Think about this. This is still taking somebody's free will away. Well, if your wife is grouchy, then you need to sit there and talk to her. You need to sit there and talk to her and find out what's wrong. You never know. Maybe it's something you're not doing, Maybe it's something you are doing. See, that's the point of marriage, to sit down and talk. Compromise. There are so many that don't. And then they end up in divorce in a very short time. But a ritual for an ill-tempered wife, please. No, they're still controlling. But what I'm coming to right now, you never seek control rituals on anyone. If it is done, you do not do it yourself. You have to talk to your worker. Now, I'm talking up for all workers, including myself, yes, because there's a lot of things that we don't have to do. And when you start your work, you do not own us. I'm going to say it again. You do not own us. One more time. You do not own us. If you follow our instructions and do what you're supposed to do, you're going to see everything come together. Because as I have said before, we risk our lives. We do things that you would never imagine. So there's no such thing as we do something for you and we can't take it away. Yes, we can take it away. That's going back to the Messy Marvins of the world. If you do something for a Messy Marvin, what you going to do? Take it back. Because they're undeserving of it. At least until they do right anyway. Well, there's a lot of work to be done for Psalm. You know, Psalm 3 is to break up a love affair, but there is other things that meet the Psalm. That was some information right there. Just reading the Psalm is not going to do it. You have to do other things. And then Psalm 11 is bringing a loved one to you. Now, I want to tell you about the Psalm and the ritual that goes with it. If that person does not truly love you, he or she is not going to come to you in the right way, and it might not come at all. So I ask all to be careful with that one. The heart, and that's dealing with emotions, and some of us tend to take things very hard. So be weary and be sure that you want to tamper with that one. And just reading the Psalm is not going to help. So don't think that you can get off of this phone or offline and read this Psalm and the man or woman will be standing there naked in the next 15 or 20 minutes. It don't work like that. Now, moving on, I have said it. I'm moving on. I am so tickled. I'm trying not to laugh, but it's not a laughing matter. But that's the way some people think. When they hear something like that, they don't have the whole story. They jump right into it. And then when that happens, they're disappointed. Now read that Psalm and then get happy. Oh my Oh, is she coming? Is she gonna be naked? No, honey, no. Please. Leave it alone. Okay. We're going to talk about astrological oils. Let's talk about Taurus. Using the sign of Taurus can be used in money rituals, money spells. It's with the sign of Scorpio, it speeds up the result. That's something else. And you may want to talk to your worker about that one. But it does speed up the results. They will tell you the same thing. if they are a true worker. I notice we don't have but a few more minutes in this show. I have really enjoyed it. I think that I have made several points today, and I'm glad that I did. There's some things that you need to hear. Everybody needs to hear some things. Everybody needs to be open to listening. See, that's our problem. That's the nation's problem. Listening. People hear what they want to hear. So you can imagine they are hearing all of the wrong things, mostly the wrong things, that is. And by the time it gets back around the world, it's all twisted up. Okay. One more thing. Hanging on. You know, I've had this come to me. You're hanging on a website. It's Facebook, Instagram, and everything. And you're still on somebody's friend list, and you don't like that. Okay, you block people from your friend list and then go to another friend and still looking at the profile. If you have let it go, truly, you won't be doing this. You're wasting your time. See, some of this is people that you have never seen before. This is where all the chaos come in. You have never seen them in person to know exactly who you're dealing with. And things are taken so seriously that lots of fights have broke out over Facebook, over Instagram. It is ridiculous. And I know many more do. Be careful when you put your pictures online, please. Because if you don't, something can happen. And I'm not going to go into picture work. But one more thing, there is footprints. Be careful about footprints too. If you have a yard that gets muddy every time it rains, you watch your footprints if you have to go out there. Because when it dries up, that's that venomous. They're gonna get that footprint, and then even your health may go down. Well, we are almost at the end of this show. I have taken my time to explain everything to you all. As I always will, I will always come direct. I will not hold back anything from anybody. And that's the way you should be. Why hold back? Let it out. See, if I was on the other end and I was a client going to a worker, I would want to know everything. Now, that's good advice. But to everyone, I really hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope that you enjoy your coming up week, which has really already started. I hope that it's blessed. And to my mother, I know that is listening in, I love you and always will. So until next week, goodbye.